Vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. So this morning we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 10. Prahlad, the best among exalted devotees, text number 39. Ena purukatam yat tad rajana krishna varina njahus te ante tad atmanaha kita pesas krito yata ena purva katang yatan rajana krishna varinaha jahustente tat atmanaha kita pesas krito yata ena purva katang yatan rajana krishna varinaha jahustente tat atmanaha kita pesas krito yata ena purva katang yatan Rajana Krishna Varinaha Jahustente Tadatmanaha Kita Pesas Kuto Yata Ladies. Ena, this sinful activity of blaspheming the Supreme Lord. Purva Kritam, executed in previous births. Yet, which, tat, that, Rajana, kings, Krishna Varinaha, always acting as enemies of Krishna. And Jahu gave up te, all of them, ante, at the time of death. Tad Atmanaha, attaining the same spiritual body and form. Kita, a worm. Pesas,
kuta, captured by.
A black drone. Yata, just like. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada ki. Not only Sisipal and Dantavakra, but also many, many other kings who acted as enemies of Krishna attained salvation at the time of death. Because they thought of the Lord, they received spiritual bodies and forms the same as His, just as worms captured by a black drone obtain the same type of body as the drone. Purport. The mystery of yogic meditation is explained here. Real yogis always meditate on the form of Vishnu within their hearts. Consequently, at the time of death, they give up their bodies while thinking of the form of Vishnu, and thus attain Vishnu Loka, Vaikuntha Loka, where they receive bodily features the same as those of the Lord. From the sixth canto, we have already learned that when the Vishnu Dutas came from Vaikuntha to deliver Ajamyo, they looked exactly like Vishnu, with four hands and the same features as Vishnu. Therefore, we may conclude that if one practices thinking of Vishnu and is fully absorbed in thinking of Him at the time of death, one returns home back to Godhead. Even enemies of Krishna who thought of Krishna in fear, bhaya, such as King Kamsa, received bodies in a spiritual identity similar to that of the Lord. Om Gyanatamarandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshrum Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Mukham Hutabachalam Pungun Lunghai Tegrin Yat Kripa Taraham Vande Shigurum Dinataranam Vanchakalpa Tubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyevacha Bhajitanam Pavanebhya Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasati Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Here in this verse, we're hearing how Krishna is very compassionate. He's very kind. Even people who are enemies towards Krishna, that is Kamsa, he tried to kill Krishna in so many ways. He deputed so many demons to kill Krishna. He even imprisoned his father, Vasudev, mother, Devaki. Six of his brothers were killed by Kamsa. So he was a pretty bad guy. And even the demigods were afraid of him. He was such a rascal, such a disturbance to the whole society. And Krishna killed him. Krishna is the original ultimate fighter. So he left his body with Krishna pounding on his body. So he was absorbed in thinking of Krishna somehow. Think of Krishna. So he was thinking of Krishna. And amazing, this Prabhupada says here in the last line, in the last sentence here, that he attained a spiritual identity similar to that of the Lord, went to Vaikuntha. Amazing. What's interesting is, here it's mentioned Sisipal and Dantavakra, but you know, Krishna, he arranged many of these pastimes so that Krishna could fight with his devotees, Sisipal and Dantavakra, their Jaya Vijaya. But he didn't even fight with Sisipal. He just you know, took his Sudra Sanchaka. He was supposed to go and fight with the giant Vijaya, but it wasn't even a fight. And what about Dantavakra? Similar? Yeah? Or did he fight? I forgot. Did he actually fight with him? But here with Kamsa, I mean, he really He was duking it out with Kamsa. Yeah. Of course, Kamsa didn't even get a chance to fight back, but Krishna really exhibited his fighting propensity there with Kamsa. And he got the mercy. Yeah. Just like in the Battle of Kurukshetra also. Anyone who was in this battlefield who left their body seeing Krishna, they got Vaikuntha bodies. They went back to Vaikuntha. They got liberated. They were fighting Krishna, fighting Krishna's devotees. But Krishna is so kind. He's absolutely good. Because everything he does is good for everyone. That's Krishna. Everything he does is good for everyone. Yeah. Very, very compassionate. The personified prayers of the Vedas, they say that Krishna, he has unlimited qualities. But there's one quality that stands out amongst all others, and that is his compassion. Krishna is very compassionate. Yeah. Just like Krishna comes here. He doesn't have to come here. You know, we decided to leave Krishna and try to be, you know, Krishna pretty much. And, you know, you could just say, hey, you know, that's your decision. You know, you made your bed, now sleep on it, you know. You could just, you know, hey, that's what you wanted now. Live your life. But no. Krishna is very compassionate. Compassion means concern for those who are suffering. So Krishna is very concerned about his parts and parcels that are suffering in this material world. There's a name for Krishna, Dina Anukampana, which means that he's compassionate to all living entities. Very compassionate. And the more devotees come in contact with Krishna, the more we also become compassionate. You know, by this association with Krishna, we also develop this quality of compassion. And this compassion is a quality that everybody practically is attracted to. Everybody likes compassion. So Krishna is the most compassionate, and we can also develop this quality of compassion by this connection, by hearing about Krishna, hearing his compassionate qualities. Srila Prabhupada said the mind should be so trained that it's always thinking of doing good to others. It's the best training for the mind, to always be thinking of doing good to others. And what is the best thing that we can do for others? Is giving them knowledge of Krishna. Just like there's so many groups, philanthropic groups, and they're doing so many things. Sometimes they build hospitals or they feed the poor. But this is not real compassion, because people, they go to the hospital and they get free of their disease, and then they go out and what do? They do the, you know, same old nonsense they were doing before. Sinful activities. You know, these feed the poor, they're feeding people, but what are they feeding them? A lot of times they're feeding them meat, so they become more and more bound to the material world. So real compassion is giving Krishna to others. And therefore, we have Sankirtan. We go out, we give the holy name, Harinam Sankirtan, all over the world. There's Harinam Sankirtan, there's book distribution, there's prasadam distribution. So this is real compassion. People are getting purified by coming in contact with Krishna in these various ways. So Krishna is very compassionate. He comes and he speaks the Bhagavad Gita. He sends his pure devotees so many ways. Krishna comes to help the suffering living entities. But Krishna is also very strict. And therefore, at the end of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, the Bhagavad Gita should not be explained to those who are not devoted, who are not austere, who are not engaged in devotional service, and to those who are envious of me. Now that knocks out a lot of people. Like about, I don't know, 99% of the population. But still we're distributing books. Because Prabhupada says in a purport in the third chapter, text 29, he says that Krishna, he says that do not disturb them, those who are not interested. But a devotee knows the higher purpose of the Lord, and therefore he approaches people who are even uninterested in Krishna consciousness. Because Krishna knows, or the devotee knows the higher purpose of Krishna. So he'll even approach people who are uninterested, who are envious, not devoted, not austere, to help them. Just like how many of us were austere or devoted to Krishna or engaged in devotional service? How many of us were not envious of Krishna, but still somehow were taken to Krishna consciousness? And all over the world, hundreds of thousands of people are taken. This is the compassion of Srila Prabhupada, who's even more compassionate than Krishna. And Lord Chaitanya, he is the most compassion. Namo Mahavaranyaya Krishna Premam Padayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Name Gora Tushay Namah. Because he's freely given out love of Krishna to everyone. Krishna, he makes conditions. Those who are not austere, those who are not devoted, do not give this, do not explain this. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when the Kurma Brahmana wanted to go with Lord Chaitanya, he said, no. You stay here. Yai dekatari kaha Krishna upadesh amara agyaya guru hanatari desh. You instruct everyone of the teachings of Krishna as they are given in the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, and this way you liberate everyone in the land. He says you instruct these teachings to everyone, made no condition, everybody. And Lord Chaitanya also was going in South India and he was doing Harinam, Sangirtan. Millions of people were chanting the holy name. He was giving the mercy out to everyone. No conditions. Why? Because Lord Chaitanya is not just Krishna. He is Krishna and Radharani. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. And Radharani is known as the tender-hearted counterpart of Krishna. She is the most compassionate. And therefore, in Vrindavan, besides hearing the horns of the cars and the trucks and all that, what do you hear? Radhe! Radhe, Radhe! Yes, wherever you go, Radhe, Radhe. And you can see it also written on the walls everywhere, carved in the trees, Radhe, Radhe. Because they know. You get the mercy of Srimati Radharani. If you can please Srimati Radharani, then Krishna, he must accept. Because there's no one who's more devoted to Krishna than Srimati Radharani. Therefore, Hare Krishna. First we approach Radharani, then Krishna. And it's interesting that whenever a sadhu would visit Prabhupada's home in Calcutta, his father would always ask the sadhu, please bless my son to be a devotee of Srimati Radharani. Interesting. Not Krishna, but Srimati Radharani. And what's even more interesting is he becomes the person in the whole Gaudiya Math to go to the West, giving the mercy of Krishna. So he was the most compassionate. It appears like he got that mercy of Srimati Radharani. So compassionate. Went to New York City. You know, he leaves India, and he's in India, he's meeting with, you know, the Prime Minister, and so much respected, one of the most respected sadhus in Vrindavan. And he goes to New York City, and he's serving very humbly. You know, the people just living off the street, you know, hippies and derelicts and drunkards. And amazing. Serving out feasts to them. Imagine that. Honoring the feasts cooked by Srila Prabhupada. So he would cook for them, he would serve them out, and then he would clean up afterward. The whole thing. And he was elderly. He had already had two heart attacks. Amazing. So he was doing this, I think it was a couple times a week. Yeah. So he was doing the whole thing. And then one time, one of the guests, he thought, let me hang around for a while. It's such a good atmosphere. So he stayed there during the whole program until everybody left. And then he saw all the pots there, and he saw the room, and it looked like there was so much to do. So he asked Swamiji at the time, "Swamiji, would you like me to help you?" And Prabhupada said, "Oh, isn't that nice? Just today I was praying to Krishna, Krishna, can you send someone to help me today?" And Krishna sent someone. So he also said that about his disciples, that my spiritual master has sent me so many nice devotees to help me spread this Krishna consciousness. Yeah. And he thought himself to be the servant of his disciples also. And Srila Bhakti Saranta Saraswati Thakur also, when his disciples would pay respects to him, he would say, "Dasosmi, I am your servant." So this is a devotee. This is a great devotee. They always feel themselves to be the servant of the servant of the servant. And this is one of the symptoms of a very advanced devotee, is that they don't think that they're a devotee. Interesting. And this, of course, this is very advanced. This is Uttama Adhikari. He thinks everybody else is serving Krishna but me. Amazing, huh? So if we think that we're an advanced devotee, then we got a problem. We got a problem. We're not. We should never think that we're advanced. I was listening to Radhana Swami. He said, actually, we should always think that we're just a new bhakta. Interesting. Huh? Here's probably the most respected devotee in our whole movement, Radhana Swami, and he's saying we should always think that we're just a new bhakta, just a newcomer. Then we don't desire so much respect and adoration like that. So it's a good meditation, actually, that we're just, we're new. And if you think about it, we are. Because if you look at the whole time frame, we're very new. We've been here a very short time. I remember when I first joined in 78, there was one devotee who was in the movement for 6 years, and everybody think, "Wow, man, he's an old devotee. 6 years in the movement." And now we have devotees in the movement for 40 years. Yeah. So one other thing here that's mentioned is that this situation with the worm that's captured by the drone. He's absorbed in the drone out of fear. He's completely absorbed. He's just scared to death. So this is another way to think of Krishna, just like it's a very common thing in the Christian religion. They say, "I'm God-fearing." That's good. We should be God-fearing. We should fear that if I do anything that's displeasing to God, I will receive His wrath. So this is good. And we also, we're God-fearing. We don't want to, we're still in the neophyte level, so we don't want to do anything that's displeasing to God. We fear that we'll displease Krishna. But as one advances in the spiritual life, then we become free of this fear. And we just want to please Krishna. Free of fear. It's another level. The friends of Krishna, they didn't fear Krishna. They would even wrestle with Krishna. They would fight with Krishna, try to beat Krishna, try to beat him up. So there's no fear. Mother Yasoda didn't fear Krishna. But Krishna feared Mother Yasoda and Nanda Maharaj. That's another level which not many religions are aware of. It's the opulence of our Krishna conscious philosophy. So this, the mind of this worm is just absorbed in this drone. So we will also want our mind to be absorbed in Krishna. Manmana bhava madbhakto majajimam namaskuru. Always think of me, become my devotee, worship me, and offer your homage unto me. Thus you'll come to me without fail. I promise you this because you're my very dear friend. So to always think of Krishna. Srila Prabhupada has very kindly set up this society so that we can do that. We rise early in the morning and we have Mangal Arti chanting the holy names of Krishna. And then we hear Srimad Bhagavatam and we do our various services. And we have so many nice lectures that have left to us by Srila Prabhupada. So many ways to think of Krishna. Srila Prabhupada said, this is the mental culture of Krishna consciousness. We have to develop this culture of thinking of Krishna. Always thinking of Krishna. And if we do this, then we will also get this result. Of going to Krishna. This is the highest goal of life, is to always think of Krishna, and then at the end, to go back to Krishna. Yeah. So this is a very important service, actually, to think of Krishna. This is the goal of all the services that we're doing, is to think of Krishna. And if we're not thinking of Krishna, then we're thinking of Maya. We're thinking of satisfying our senses. Either we're going to be the servant of Maya or the servant of Krishna. Prabhupada was speaking about this and he said, everybody practically, they're slaves of their senses, slaves of their mind. He said, but we want to be slaves of Krishna. Generally, people don't want to be a slave. You get mistreated, exploited. Who wants to be exploited? But we want to be exploited by Krishna. No problem. Because Krishna is always thinking of our welfare. He'll never mistreat us. Yeah. So this is Krishna. Ashlishva paravatam pinosta marma darsana marvatam kurotava yatatata bhavaditata lampatam but pranatas to save anavra. Lord Chaitanya says, I don't know but no one but Krishna as my Lord, and he shall remain so even if he handles me roughly by his embrace, or makes me broken hearted by not being present before me, he's completely free to do anything and everything, for he is always my worshipful Lord unconditionally. So this is the highest prayer. Whatever you want, Krishna, doesn't matter. I'm still going to serve you. So this is the goal. This is the mood that we're trying to cultivate. That whatever you want, Krishna, it's okay. I'm still going to serve you. I'm still going to want to please you. So this is the goal. This is victorious. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains, of those who desire victory, I am morality. This is victory, to be moral. So what does it mean to be moral? It means to do the right thing. Right? This is the definition of morality. To always do the right thing. So we're very fortunate because we have all this information about what to do and what not to do. We know what is the right thing to do due to all the instructions that are given to us by Krishna and Srila Prabhupada. And if we just do this, then we'll be victorious and we'll go back to Krishna. This is the perfection of life. So on that note, yes, Archita Prabhu. Oh, microphone's coming. Got the internet people listening.
A couple of points that probably need a little more elucidation. So one is about the mentality of the pure devotee, because that's very misunderstood.
Mentality of?
The pure devotee. You spoke nicely how at the Uttama platform you're seeing everybody as a devotee and yourself as not being a devotee. And some people, they hone in on that. In India and even here in the West, they say, if you're really a devotee, then you don't go around telling people what to do, just like you, Hare Krishnas and stuff like that. You know, you don't do that. You just see everybody as being spiritual and you're spiritual, you know. But they need to understand that while the pure devotees think like that, they come down to the second class platform and make distinctions. And Rupa Goswami points out you should make at least three distinctions. Who's Uttama, who's Madhyam, and who's Neophyte. You have to make those distinctions. Which means you have to preach. You have to know that you know stuff to share. If you go around thinking yourself lower than everybody else, how are you going to share? How are you going to tell me what to do if you're the lowest? So that's the conundrum that they don't understand. That the pure devotees, even though they actually internally think like that, they see everybody as being engaged in Krishna service and themselves not, still they go around and preach Krishna consciousness because they know what they know and they know people need to hear this. A good example, some devotees actually remain on that platform, like Prabhupada's godbrother, Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj. Prabhupada himself said he's niskinchana, he has no material desires. So he was around after Prabhupada left, and many ISKCON devotees would go to him with problems. And he would just laugh and say, what makes you think I know anything? Just chant Hare Krishna. He wasn't into preaching, in other words. But if you listen to him, I have some of his tapes. He knew all the preaching slokas. He recited them from, you know, by heart. He knew all of them. It's not that he didn't know anything. But he felt like that. He felt like, how can I instruct you? You're a devotee.
You have one of his tapes?
I have, yeah, several. Oh. Some devotees actually recorded him chanting. And he knows. He would sit down and from memory just chant musically all the preaching slokas that we struggled hard to learn. He knew them all. So it's not that he didn't know things, but he didn't want to appear like that. He just was humble and didn't want to preach from that platform. So that's why it's not so easy to understand who is a pure devotee, because we see somebody like Prabhupada internally is feeling like that and he's ready to serve and wash the pots, but externally he was like a lion. Do this, don't do that. You know, he was very strong, and some people can't stomach that. So I think that requires a little bit more elucidation. Mm-hmm. And then the other point was, when Irmala Mataji was here, she gave wonderful classes, but there was one thing she said that is directly refuted today. She said in her class, the last class, that those who are approach Krishna in enmity, in anger, when they die, they don't get complete perfection. She said that. But today's verse completely refutes that. Mm. That so many kings who were inimical to Krishna, who were angry at him, when they died, they got swarupa. They didn't just merge. They got actual spiritual forms. I tried to bring that out when she was here. I told her about, you know, Jaya Vijay, that even though they merged, apparently, we know they went back to their posts in their personal forms. But it's not just Jaya and Vijay. We see Krishna, it says directly in the verse today, so many kings who were inimical, when they died, they got swarupa. They got their original forms. They got forms like Vishnu. Mm. So that's important to understand. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Yes. Well, look, microphone's coming.
And even better than swarup, Putana got to be the mother of
that's
Krishna.
Right.
In the spiritual
she became a nurse in Goloka Vrindavan. And she also killed so many children and tried to kill Krishna, big demon. But she went to Goloka Vrindavan, Krishna saw the good, that she wanted to breastfeed Krishna, wanted to be the mother of Krishna. All right, well, here, you can be my mother in the Goloka Vrindavan. Amazing. The kindness of Krishna is inconceivable. Yes, Banabhata.
I find it interesting in this verse, it talks about a worm who's meditating on the drone because of fear, actually becomes that drone. So I guess other species also, it says, Krishna says what we're meditating on at the point of death will achieve that form. So I guess that I just had assumed that was just the human form of life, and the other species are gradually, making advancement towards higher and higher species. But it appears that meditational process can be applied into any of the species. Is that right? Due to this, that mentioned this verse.
Thank you. Prem Sankirtan Prabhu.
In one class, Srila Prabhupada said, if you have even pinch of material desire, you have to take birth again, even pinch. But in the same time, this famous lecture when he was saying, if you're 80% or even 70% Krishna conscious, somehow, you'll get mercy. So how to put these two together?
Mm. Yes, Prabhupada said, even if you have a pinch of material desire, then you have to come back. But he said, 70% or 80%, then you can... This is the causeless mercy of Krishna. I don't know if I mentioned this before, but it's interesting that this word causeless is in Prabhupada's books 2,700 times. But we all know sarvakarna karanam, right? Krishna is the cause of all causes. So I was trying to figure out, why is that there so much? And I asked Avid, and he said, Nayam atma pravichyena labdo namedya nabahuna shutena. This is the answer that Krishna cannot be attained by erudite scholarship, by much hearing, by giving wonderful classes on the scriptures, but he can be attained only by those persons whom he chooses. So Krishna doesn't have to do anything. He's completely swarat, completely independent, 100%, doesn't have to do anything. So when he does choose someone, that's his causeless mercy, because he doesn't have to. And he gives hint on who he chooses. Tesam sarjyuktanam bhajitam pritipurvakam. To those who are constantly devoted to me, who worship you with love. I give them the understanding by which they can come to you, but not always. Here we're seeing Kamsa, Putana, they also get the mercy. You never know who's going to get the mercy. But generally, tesam sarakta yuktanam, to those who are constantly devoted to me and worship me with love, I give them the understanding. I give them the intelligence by which they can come to me. So, Prabhupada said that one time, he said, if you preach throughout your life, even if you have some material desire, Lord Chaitanya will come and he'll take you anyway. Yeah. So, I'll give you an interesting story and then we'll end. In this regard, an interesting thing happened in Mayapur with one devotee that was a book distributor for about 20 years, Nirguna Prabhu. He was in Mayapur, he had cancer, and he was staying with one friend of his. And it got towards the end of his time in that body, and he told the devotees in the Mangalartik that it looks like this devotee is going to leave his body today, so if anybody would like to come and chant in my apartment, please come. So he thought maybe 20 people would show up. 100 people showed up in his little apartment. So they were chanting there, and while they were chanting, Nirguna called over this devotee that he was of whose place he was staying at. He said, Lord Chaitanya, Lord Chaitanya is calling me. I said, really? Yes, he's calling me. He told me to get the Giriraj, Sheila. Give me the Sheila. He said, give me the Sheila. So he's holding it. He said, and come back home. So just shortly after that, he had the Sheila in his hand. He left his body. Then the devotees tried to find the Sheila. No Sheila. Went back home. So it's happening. And Krishna says, Vitaraga Bhaya Krodha Manmayama Bhashata. Being freed from attachment, fear, and anger, being fully absorbed in me, many, many, many persons have become purified by knowledge of me and have attained me. So there's many examples of devotees that have gone back home. So it's happening. We just have to stick with it. Yeah. There's nothing out there. There's nothing out there but illusion. We just have to stick with it. Just continue on. Hearing, chanting, serving. And we will also get this result. Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.